The internet is still buzzing after this year's Oscars. Among eye-catching red carpet moments and stirring award presentations, the Sunday, March 12, night telecast also featured a tribute to film industry luminary Otto Desch. The Man and the Myth was heavily praised by actor-director Elizabeth Banks, actor Ron Perlman, cinematographer Mandy Walker, and visual effects supervisor Paul Lambert, for his innovative visual effects. If Hollywood had a Mount Rushmore, Otto would be on it, says Perlman. But, Otto Desch was never a real person. The sincere tribute was really a clever spoof commercial for Otto Desch, which sounds just like Otto Desch, produced by Ryan Reynolds' creative agency Maximum Effort and Kimmelot. Two teasers aired prior to the full mini-documentary tribute, convincing the audience of Desch's impressive industry stature. Finally, when the full segment revealed the ruse, those who praised Desch discovered the truth along with the audience. I like to think Cocaine Bear was the spiritual prequel to Definitely, Maybe, shares the Vancouver-born actor on Twitter with a nod to Banks, who directed the horror comedy Cocaine Bear and was featured among Desch's fans. Either way, Otto Desch is a legend. The horror comedy, based on the real-life bear who chowed down on cocaine, also made it to the Academy Awards. When presenting the Academy Award for Best Visual Effects category, won by Avatar: Way of the Water, Banks was accompanied by the star of her own movie, or at least someone in a bear suit. "I recently directed the film Cocaine Bear," said Banks. "And without visual effects, this is what the bear would look like. It's terrifying," she continued as the bear danced by her side. "Stop it. No director wants to deal with this." Otto Desch would probably agree, if he were real. Desch had apparently also phoned Reynolds, just to say how much he hated A Film of Mine. "I still cherish that call," says the actor.